destroying the media lies and dismantling the narratives, one story at a time. It's the Adrian Slade Show Quick Rant. Follow on Twitter, twitter.com/rantsoutloud. Read the blog at adriansladeshow.com and get the free Adrian Slade Show Roku channel in the streaming store.
So in the midst of Hurricane Harvey, the destruction that's been going on in Texas, Ted Cruz was interviewed by CNN, and they, you know, wanted to know a little bit about what was going on with the Texas recovery, how they're dealing with the issues at hand. And then, of course, she had to throw the gotcha question. She had to figure out, why did mean old Ted Cruz vote against the Sandy Relief Fund?
I think that probably makes some sense, but
I
know
he's
going to
be redirecting resources, though, that could have, but could those resources be used in Houston right now and other areas that are currently experiencing flooding?
Well, yeah, I am confident the federal government is going to devote the resources needed, and that is what my office is working hand in hand with local mayors, local county judges, local officials, police officers, and connecting them with state resources and federal resources. I'm confident that coordination will continue.
Final question, Senator. I know you're busy, and I want to let you get back to doing everything you can out there. But a lot of people are pointing out that you voted against aid for Sandy after that catastrophic storm up in the Northeast, that package back in 2012. And they're pointing at you and saying you're asking for money now when you weren't willing to help the people in the Northeast. What do you have to say to them?
Well, you know, look, there's time for political sniping later. I think our focus
really
needs to be on
sniping,
this crisis,
Senator,
and this disaster.
These are people who needed money and who needed funding right after that storm. I covered those people. Many of them, just like those in Houston, lost absolutely everything they owned.
Well, Katie, of course that's right, and the accurate thing to say is that I and a number of others enthusiastically and emphatically supported hurricane relief for Sandy. Hurricane relief and disaster relief has been a vital federal role for a long, long time, and it should continue. The problem with that particular bill is it became a $50 billion bill that was filled with unrelated pork. Two-thirds of that bill had nothing to do with Sandy, and what I said then and still believe now is that it's not right for politicians to exploit a disaster and people are hurting to pay for their own political wish list. Disaster relief needs to be focused on the victims of disaster relief, and I supported that for Sandy, disaster relief there, and I would support that anywhere there's a major disaster without getting distracted by political unnecessary pork spending.
And Texas, and Senator, let's hope everybody in Texas is getting absolutely the...
Now, we went through all of the details to show that this thing was nothing but pork. It was pork-laden. I mean, they threw a pig on top of the Sandy Relief Fund. They were going to fund NOAA aircraft and NOAA pollution or control, items and things that should have been voted through the appropriations process and should have had nothing to do with this bill. But of course, Chris Christie has to stick his nose in, and he has to say on Morning Joe that Ted Cruz made it up, and he knows it. In fact, the UK Daily Mail said in the wake of Hurricane Harvey, Chris Christie attacked Texas Senator Ted Cruz for voting against the $50 billion Hurricane Sandy relief package. The New Jersey governor blasted Cruz on Morning Joe for using reprehensible lies to defend voting against a bill for political gain. Christie said famously conservative Cruz was lying when he said that the bill was pork. He said he's playing politics to make himself try to look like the most conservative guy in town. The Republican Senator Ted Cruz reiterated his claim on Monday about the Sandy bill being nothing but two-thirds of the bill had nothing to do with Sandy. Christie said, I see Senator Cruz, and it's disgusting to me that he stands in a recovery center with victims standing behind him as a backdrop, and he's still repeating the same reprehensible lies about what happened with Sandy. And now, Ted Cruz didn't let this go by, unnoticed. In TheHill.com, it was quoted as saying, Senator Ted Cruz on Wednesday accused Governor Chris Christie of being desperate for the media spotlight after the New Jersey lawmaker lashed out at Cruz for playing politics with the Hurricane Sandy aid package. I'm sorry that there are politicians who seem really desperate to get their names in the news and are saying whatever they need to do that, Cruz told Fox and Friends. There's a few things I want to say about this, Governor Christie. Can I call you Krispy Kreme, like Mark Levin says? You know, because I can easily see this guy bum-rushing the nearest Krispy Kreme, going back to the conveyor belt and just opening up his gobbler and letting all the donuts come right off the belt. You know, he can climb in that vat of oil because his blubber is so huge, it would take him about 6 weeks to look like a state fair Twinkie on a stick. But he tweeted out, "I know New Jerseyans who suffered from Sandy and benefited from the aid will stand with Texas. No politics." Well, you totally ruined that, didn't you, Mr. Christie? My friend Jonathan Zukowski, follow him at jzukowski on Twitter. He actually started off on a whole rant that basically said, Governor Christie, as a resident of CM County, whose business was destroyed by Sandy and had to be rebuilt, and a former supporter of yours, let me say that you are a disgrace to the GOP and to conservatism. How dare you attack a true conservative like Ted Cruz? And of course, I kind of had to dovetail on this because, you know, we were talking about how Chris Christie loves pork. He loves pork so much, I think he has a pork suit. He has a pork jacket that he puts on. And when he gets famished from trying to climb the stepladder to grab more pork, he just rips off his lapel and just stuffs his freaking face with it. Now, Governor Flintstone, because he looks like Fred Flintstone, can sit on his closed beach. You know, he can close down the beach and say, "I'm the only one here," pouring mega boxes of M&Ms into smaller M&Ms boxes and dreaming of causing gridlock on the interstates and the highways for his opponents in their districts. For all I care, he's more void of principle than a used car salesman. And I know one good thing Krispy Kreme is talented at doing. He is excellent at giving a tongue lashing to a 102-pound teacher at a town hall meeting. I saw that about, what, it might be 10 years ago by now. And this guy's blasting this lady on the stage, and rightfully so, because her question was ridiculous. But at the same time, he has that sort of authoritarian attack, and then he turns around and is the most wishy-washy piece of coal, lump of lard that I've ever seen in my life. I mean, whenever he does that, the rhinos roar. They're always like, "Look at that guy, Chris Christie, just laying it to him." You know, it's kind of like Newt Gingrich did to the press in 2012. Kind of like Donald Trump is doing to the press right now. So we all cheer when that happens. But you know what? There has to be more to it than just a bunch of yelling and roaring and cheering to go along with it. You know what else Chris Christie's good at? He's great at felching the other party. That's right. Long walks on the beach with Obama, playing skee ball. He won Obama a plush minion doll. And in fact, when he was walking down there with them, I heard him giving some little, "Obama, can I have some relief money, some federal money for New Jersey? Thank you, love." I mean, I think Obama gave him a French kiss for that sweet deal that he scored. But history shows he's a spineless, lack of principled hack. I mean, Chris Christie, remember when he was acting like Chester and Spike for Donald Trump? "Hey, boss, can I fluff your pillow, boss? What else can I do for you, boss? Can I get you a golden egg, boss?" I mean, Chris Krispy Kreme just clowned the hell out of himself. And you know what he got for it? Exactly what he should have. Absolutely nothing. Because he's a giant hack. And if this lard ass shows up in the primaries again, I'll personally do whatever I can in my small way to tank him. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Adrian Slade. You can listen to me on Talk America Radio, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturdays. Also, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturdays on the Liberty Channel. You can switch over to the Justice Channel at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday, or check me out Sunday for the full show at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Talk America Radio Justice. Also, listen to the podcast, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Spreaker. Maybe even if you got a Roku, get the free Adrian Slade Show Roku channel out of your streaming store, and check us out online, adriansladeshow.com. Donate if you like the podcast. If you want to get exclusive quick rants like this, donate at Patreon at adriansladeshow.com.